Boston Dental. This is John.
Hey, John. This is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good.
Good, good. I just wanted to call here and follow up real quick. We had actually extended an offer here to the business about 2 weeks ago. It's actually based off some borrowing history you had there with U.S. Bank. Looks like we got you guys pre-approved for some equipment and working capital, and business actually got pre-approved for right around $250K. I just kind of wanted to touch base there with you and see how business was going, and if you guys had any plans for the business we might be able to help you out with.
No, it's sort of slow, and I'm just sitting tight.
I got you. Has it been like that all year for you, or is it just because of summer?
Yeah, a little bit of both.
A little bit of both?
Yeah, it just seems like it's a little lackluster, I'd say.
Has it been like that all year?
Yeah, somewhat.
Interesting, interesting. Has it not started to pick up a little bit with school back in session?
Yeah, I think it might be picking up a little bit now that everybody's back to school and on a regular schedule.
I see. You guys are kind of on a smaller operation over there?
Yeah, we're just a real small dental lab.
I gotcha. It's a lot of kind of loyal repeat business you have there?
Yes.
Yeah. I gotcha. How long?
I could go out and solicit more, but I don't, so I probably should do that, that type of thing. But
is that something you've looked into in the past, or have you tried it in the past and it just didn't work?
Oh, that's, it's tough. It's a tough deal to do that. I mean, go out cold calling, but that's how you get accounts. That's one way.
Yeah.
We send out postcards every once in a while. Mm-hmm. We've got little advertisement cards. We do a blitz occasionally from that. And
I see.
And stuff like that. But it's, it all depends on, it's mainly repeat customers.
I gotcha. It's mostly kind of word of mouth then for the time being.
Yeah, that's somewhat. There's only so many dentists out there, so we're not advertising to, thousands of customers.
Yeah. Are you guys outsourcing any of the labor there, or are you guys able to do it all in-house?
No, I there's certain things that I outsource that I don't do here.
Any, like, of the milling equipment there do you have, or is that
I have a scanner, but...
You have the scanner?
Right now, that's we're not operating it. It's just easier to send everything out to an outsourced lab, and they scan it, design it, and mill it, mm-hmm. and send it back to me.
I gotcha.
That type of thing.
You're still still able to turn a good profit after that, though?
I think so. It's definitely a changing. I've been in business 41 years, and it's just. A lot has changed.
Yeah, I mean, I've been working with a lot of companies there in you guys' industry, and just these factories almost that have just come in and wiped out the smaller guys here in the industry. It's really put a ding in on the business.
Oh, yeah, I think, in the last decade, there were 15,000 laboratories throughout the U.S. about a decade ago, and what are we down to? About 8,000 now. So we've lost something like between 5,000 and 8,000 laboratories, and they're probably mostly small guys like me.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them are retiring. I'm getting up there, and I sometimes consider that kind of thing. And
is a lot of the competition gone overseas, or is it just?
There is. That, but with the milling outsourced milling companies now, I've had a couple of larger labs come into my area,
mm-hmm.
and they've spent a lot of money on milling, and they're knocking these units out for way lower than what I would as a small lab, and the doctors, they're price conscious now because they're feeling the pinch, so they're jumping over to those guys.
And yeah.
What I get is the front teeth and some of the different kinds of restorations that are a little more aesthetic, some of the cosmetic cases.
So, I see.
It's not that my work isn't of quality or standards or good it is, because they're sending me the stuff that's in the front of people's mouths, and when people want a nice smile, they send it to me. But all the posterior work, the back teeth and stuff,
yeah,
the cheap stuff, and they're just going for it.
That's exactly what I've been hearing, actually, is the smaller guys have been trying to focus more on the quality side of the dental side, just because they're able to outperform these big factories that are just all focused on price point.
Yeah, and when you get more hands on the work, the quality, it just has a tendency with big labs to go downhill. But, you know, that does put a pinch on us. That means that I'm doing, with the same amount of accounts, I'm turning out a much less amount of work, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you weren't able to gain more clients there, would you still be able to produce the same amount of quality there?
Yeah, because our production is down. It's just I could take on more accounts, you know.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're not at max capacity already. And
yeah, but, you know, sometimes, too, you know, those then you get into the whole thing about the more complex cases, the harder shades to match and such. That takes a little more time and stuff, and it's like, it's nice to have some of the gravy, too, but they're sending all the easy gravy stuff to the high production labs.
Yeah. No, yeah.
What we are doing is the more, the tougher cases, you know, shade considerations. We have to, sometimes I take shades on patients, and they come up here, and we take pictures and photographs, and, you know, we custom stain their teeth, and, you know, that we're making for them, and so it takes a little more time to do all that. But then again, that's why we get a little better price. But it's still what that means is that you're not knocking out some of the easier stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't mind doing the hard stuff, but it's, you want some gravy once in a while. But the gravy are going to the production labs, and they're just banging out zirconia, or what they call Bruxer crowns, and, you know, for under $100 a unit, and those are almost unbreakable, and the doctors like that. So.
Yeah, is that just based off the equipment they have, or is it just the quantity that they're able to produce? Is they are able to get it cheaper, or is it just
with the CAD/CAM stuff, they're able to mass produce those things.
I see.
They scan the models, they design them, and wham, you know, they can knock that stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, you know, at this stage of my game, I just, you know, I'm not willing to put out the $50,000 to $150,000 for milling machines and more extensive stuff. And
yeah,
that's why I just outsource it. The lab I send to, that guy, he bit the bullet. He's got a bigger lab with more people, but he, you know, he spent $500,000 on equipment and stuff. And he's an older guy, but, you know, his wife's passed, so now I guess his business is sort of his
baby.
Yeah, that's his interest, and he decided that he either better get into this or close the lab down. So he went ahead and bit the bullet. I've got other interests. I would really like, after 41 years of owning my own business, I wouldn't mind doing something else, but I don't know what I'd do.
Yeah,
or pursuing some hobbies that
I've
put on the back shelf my whole life.
Yeah. Well, if you were maybe looking, you know, ramp up some advertising or anything like that, we do have a working capital program here. It's basically just unsecured cash. You guys can use it however you see fit for the business. So it is definitely something you might be interested in down the road there. It sounds like you kind of are on a little bit of a standstill with the business just until election year is over. But
yeah, who knows what will happen after that.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
This may flourish, and then again, they may take a giant crap.
It could. It really could. It'll be very interesting to see what happens here in these next few months. So.
Yeah, it depends which way the government's going to, you know, are we going to end up with a progressive anti-business government, or, you know, are we going to lose a lot of regulation and taxes and allow businesses to flourish.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting.
We'll
Very
see.
interesting. Well, John, do you have an email there? I could shoot you my information for if anything does come up for you or the business.
Yes.
It's a good email there for you.
It's Atkinson, Atkinson,
okay.
Dental, Dental, at Century, Century,
okay.
And then Tel is TEL, just one L.
One L.
.net.
.net, okay.
So Atkinson Dental at CenturyTel.net.
Perfect. Yeah, I will. I'll shoot that email over to you right now. It'll just summarize the offer that we did extend to the business. It'll have all my contact information. And, you know, if anything does come up, you know, you do look to maybe bring on some cheap equipment you're able to take advantage of, or you need some capital there for projects or advertising, anything like that. Definitely feel free to reach out. Otherwise, I'll maybe try and touch base here in maybe a few months and just kind of see where the business is at.
Okay.
All right, John. It was good talking to you. We'll be in touch.
Okay, take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye.